The notion that the creative muse can be found in booze is one of the most persistent in our culture. Literary genius unlocked by alcohol is part of the legend of Tennessee Williams, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Dorothy Parker, Dylan Thomas, and countless other sodden successes. Many of whom we imagine at the typewriter in a sepia-toned romantic haze, rather than embarrassing themselves, sloppy, or shaking with DTs. Why do writers drink? Wondered Blake Morrison, himself a poet, author, and professor of creative and life writing at Goldsmiths, University of London. He's also a fellow of the Royal Society of Literature, and he wrote about why and how writers drink for The Guardian. Blake Morrison, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hello.
You looked into the lives of several famously drinky writers. How about that image? The writer, the desk, probably a burning cigarette, the bottle. Is it accurate?
I think it was once accurate. I suspect it's not quite so much the case these days. But yes, it's an ancient association, isn't it? If you think back to ancient Greece, ancient Rome, it goes back there to wine. So, you know, all the poets, we think, were boozing. And, you know, even in ancient Chinese culture, there's the idea of poets retiring to the countryside, drinking a lot and being inspired by wine and other forms of alcohol.
We do look at this in those kind of nostalgic, backward-looking glasses, and now we have websites with recipes for the favorite cocktails of writers. How much damage has been done to aspiring writers thinking that we, too, could drink ourselves to success?
Well, you know, possibly quite a bit, because it's undoubtedly a myth in our culture. I think the reality is that many professional groups, you'll get drinking, you know, whether it's doctors, lawyers, people in advertising, every part of society, really, of course, you have a dependence on alcohol, which can be destructive. Somehow, with writers, it still has this romantic aura about it, that the drink inspires you. I'm glad in your introduction you mentioned Dylan Thomas, because among British writers, anyway, he's Welsh, of course, he's a kind of prime example. Died in New York after a night when he claimed he'd drunk 18 straight whiskies. And yet, you know, the sort of romantic myth of the bohemian Dylan Thomas and the marvellous poetry that poured from him, in part because he was such a big drinker, that myth persists. And I suppose, you know, that could be a damaging myth to a young aspirant writer. I mean, the truth is, you know, you don't need drink to get writing, and possibly it will do you more harm than it will do you good.
What are some of the other reasons that writers say that they reach for stimulants or lubricants like booze?
Well, Scott Fitzgerald said that he had to drink to put up with Zelda, who was always going on about ballet, and otherwise he couldn't have borne to sit there listening. Hemingway said, you know, we live in a mechanical age and alcohol is the only mechanical means to relieve the pressures of that, and so on and so forth. There's every reason. I mean, I guess the truth is, you know, it's stress relief. It's a way to feel good, and writers drink for that reason like most people do.
I guess not just for inspiration, but also source material, like Scott and Zelda, you know, cutting loose in New York City, maybe coming through in Scott's writing, Dean Moriarty and company drinking and on the road, and then artists like Kerouac maybe using the page. Do you think they're chasing these kind of experiences because they want something to write about?
No, I suspect, you know, there's a genuine thing that was their lifestyle. I mean, for many writers, it's just, you know, part of the territory. You drink a bit, you spend time in bars, and you write about people who spend time in bars. And, you know, of course, very good books can come out of that. You mentioned Kerouac. You know, you could also mention Malcolm Lowry, who wrote Under the Volcano, mm-hmm. which is an immensely sort of powerful book about a man enthralled to alcohol. You know, sadly, Lowry, you know, died 7 years after finishing that novel. And it's not a tract, of course, against alcohol, but it certainly reveals the dangers of addiction at the same time as portraying a lifestyle which, you know, can't exist without drink.
It's also a depressant, of course, and I wonder if you read anything illustrating a sort of self-awareness about their habit in the reading that you did.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was Tennessee Williams who, amongst quite a number of American writers, you could say were alcoholics or recovering alcoholics, you know, from Raymond Carver, John Cheever, Fitzgerald, Hemingway. You could also include some women like Dorothy Parker, who said, you know, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. Mm-hmm. But many of them are either, you know, like her, give very funny justifications for drinking. Some give, frankly, fairly thin and feeble excuses. But Tennessee Williams, I think, said, why does a man drink? I think he said, two reasons. He's scared of something or he can't face the truth. Mm. There's a lot in that, you know, to defeat your phobias. I mean, John Cheever, for example, a man who had terrible phobias. Kingsley Amis, a British writer, likewise. I think for them, it was a relief from those phobias. And it was escape, too. I mean, you know, drink allows you to escape. And for many people, poetry and fiction are an escape from everyday life. So both alcohol and literature offer this kind of transcendental escape route from the monotony of everyday life.
We're speaking with Blake Morrison, a poet and author and professor of creative writing and a fellow of the Royal Society of Literature. He explored the question of why writers drink in an article for The Guardian newspaper. Well, I'm wondering about you. You know, you're also a writer and a poet. I mean, did you take a drink or a belt starting to write the article? Is this part of your routine?
No, I am not a teetotaler. I have been known to have a drink. I kind of had a lesson, which was quite a chastening lesson for me early on when I was doing a poetry reading, and I was kind of entertained beforehand, along with another poet, by a writer who gave us lunch, gave us wine. And I don't think my reading that day was as good as it could have been and should have been. So, you know, one drink to sort of take the edge off things, if you're giving a reading or performing, fine. More than that, sometimes, you know, the performance gets marred. And as for sitting at your desk and writing, you've got the writers who reward themselves with a drink after they've done their half the words that they've set themselves. They set themselves 1,000 words for the day. It's all going well. After 500 words, you give yourself a drink. And then, what, a few years down the line, they need a drink to get started. So, yeah, there's a real danger about becoming over-dependent on the idea that alcohol will help you write.
I wondered when I was reading your article whether I might be framing it in this kind of contemporary post-12-step mentality. I mean, we now consider addiction very differently as a disease in some circles. And I'm wondering, as I'm thinking about these writers, you know, at the beginning or middle of the 20th century, is there a danger of projecting today's concept of alcoholism upon this period?
Yeah, I guess there is. I mean, you could end up being very pious and condemning them all for their reckless behavior and reckless self-destruction. When we look back at the lives of anybody from an earlier period, we see differences from our own. It just was a very boozy culture. I mean, it was not just writers in the days of Hemingway and Scott Fitzgerald who thought that drinking a lot, you know, was good and fun. You're right, we do see it differently now. We're much more aware of the dangers of addiction.
Blake Morrison, poet and author of a wide range of works, including When Did You Last See Your Father? I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We have a link to read Blake's article from The Guardian, Why Do Writers Drink? At wordofmouthradio.org. As always, we welcome your ideas, your comments, and your feedback on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. You can also join us on Facebook and on Twitter.